Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Stevie Dan bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever's going on, whatever you got happening, challenges or opportunities, wherever you are on the time continuum of your small business ownership, we've got something that will help you there. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bob McTeer, Dr. Robert McTeer is our guest. Bob's a 13-plus year member of our Brain Trust, the former member of the Federal Open Market Committee, as a member of the Fed and as a president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank. He's now a distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis. And I've asked Bob to join us to explain what's going on with LIBOR, what's now being called the LIBOR scandal. In the previous segment, Bob explained to us what LIBOR means, London Interbank Offered Rate, which is a kind of a market-based comparable to the America's prime rate. And now, Bob, because it's market-based, this means that, as you said, every day a group of banks make their estimate, they give their subjective estimate of what the rate should be, and then they come up with a rate, but somehow, and that rate's been relied on for decades, I guess, now, but now there's a scandal involved. Why would there be, how could a scandal come up in something like this?
Yeah, I'm going to start out by leaving out an aspect of it, just talk more about the other aspect. But as we were moving into the financial crisis in late 97, early 98, Barclays Bank in Britain found itself submitting rates for this process that were consistently higher than most of the other banks. And it got a little worried that was reflecting that they were perhaps having some difficulty because they were having to pay more to borrow than the other banks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some evidence that they mentioned this to the authorities in London, and an official of the Bank of England, reportedly, he denies this, but there's some evidence that it's true, reportedly said with something like, well, you don't have to always report the highest rate. And Barclays took this as sort of a suggestion that they can report lower rates or should report lower rates. So they started reporting, sort of lowballing a little bit so they wouldn't look they were having trouble borrowing.
Even though their interest costs, what they were paying was more because they were not financially strong, they were reporting a lower rate.
Yeah, that's sort of true, but during that time, you may recall, interbank lending was drying up.
Right.
So there was not a lot of interbank lending going on during the height of this scandal. And
right.
So that rate became more and more hypothetical and more subjective.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the charges is that they just significantly or systematically reported lower rates than they should have. Now, who did this harm? It's hard to say. I mean, generally, we wanted rates to come down, and it generally helped borrowers, probably at the expense of lenders.
Mm-hmm.
And since Barclays was fairly open about it with their regulator, I'm finding a hard time getting all upset about
it.
Now let me back up to the other aspect. After a 2 or 3 year investigation, they have turned up some emails in Barclays that suggested that in addition to what I just described, occasionally, some of their traders would ask the people that submit the submission to maybe go a little lower or a little higher today to help their trading position.
Ah,
now, that's a much more serious that's a much more serious charge.
Right.
And Barclays is the first, they've had a 2 or 3 year investigation. Barclays is the first big bank to settle, and now everybody's waiting to see what other banks they have done the same thing. And there are three banks in the U.S. I don't know that any of them have done anything wrong, but they're Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, and Citibank. that submitted rates for this. And there are suggestions that they're going to be accused of some sort of wrongdoing. I don't know if it'll be.
And this is the same theme, basically, that we've been dealing with American banks, in that how much are they, were they hedging with their, when they lost money, when they took too many risks and a too big to fail situation and got themselves into trouble, how much of that was because they were hedging, which everybody does and should do, and how much of it was where they were just investing for their own account?
Yeah, it's very difficult to sort all that out. And right. It's also similar to reporting accurate information. The closest we come. So to the extent that they were manipulating it for their own profit, I can see all this interest.
The scandal,
but the rest of it is sort of like no harm, no foul. But what's going to happen, this is what's going to happen. Everybody and his brother who's ever engaged in a financial transaction based on LIBOR may now join class action suits, and they're going to try to get money out of all these banks.
Right.
And these banks are already under great stress from all these lawsuits about everything.
Is there some evidence that the former president of the New York Bank, our current Treasury Secretary, knew about this back in those days?
In I think late 2007, it could be early 2008, they routinely have an analyst calling around asking, what are conditions and so forth. And this is not a high official of the New York Fed.
Right.
She was a mid-level person.
Right.
He was talking to a Barclays person, and the Barclays person pretty much said that they were lowballing.
Yeah. So maybe
they're fairly open about it.
Bob, hold on to that thought. Folks, when we come back, I want to get Bob to tell us why any of this matters to small business. I think it does. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.